and welcome to a very special Halloween episode of the Croup Scoop. Today we are joined by our usual hosts. We've got Croup, also known as Luigi. We've got Vinny's Vids, also known as Jaden Yuki, I think.
Yep, that's me.
Yes. And we've got a stupid e-boy, also known as Hank.
No, it's Finn's hat.
It's Finn.
I'm Finn.
And me, the wizard, but also this beard sucks, so I'm taking it off.
What?
Look, hold on. Can you see this? It's like shedding all over everything. That's why I don't wear this. So I'm taking this off.
You don't wear that on a regular basis?
No, never.
I just realized I was hoping that the camera would cut off before my pajama bottoms, but it doesn't. So.
Aww,
anywho, here's my real costume.
The Zoom moment.
This is my scary dad costume.
Dude, you prepared for this.
I'm gonna go.
Hey, here's mine. Here's my shirt.
Whoa!
Yeah, now that we.
Whoa!
And look at my.
A chainsaw massacre.
Well, you can't really see it, but.
It's a nightmare.
Hey guys, I'm actually Batman.
And now this that we've Batman. Done the opening,
where'd you get that?
I'm gonna take off my.
Is that like a real like sharp thing?
Yeah, I cut my packages with it.
I almost cut my hand with that Batman.
I didn't know you liked Batman.
I don't like him that much. Yeah.
Hane's a big Batman.
He watched all the Batman movies.
Dude, what? There's so much beard hair everywhere, dude.
Have any of you guys ever been Batman for Halloween?
I haven't.
No.
What's you guys' best Halloween costume you've ever worn in your life?
Mario.
I've been Mario too.
I was SpongeBob.
Probably
you were SpongeBob?
One.
Yeah.
SpongeBob? I was Ghostface from Scream. You know that Scream mask that everyone wore when they were kids?
Yeah.
Yeah. I thought whenever you said Ghostface, I thought for a second you were talking about Ghost Freak from Ben 10, and I was like, whoa, that's crazy.
I wonder if anyone's dressed up as Freddy Freaker.
I know people dressed up as Freddy Fazbear.
Who is Freddy Freaker?
You don't know Freddy Freaker?
No,
he's like this orange like car salesman mascot.
Look up Freddy Freaker.
I'm looking him up.
And he has like this tune. He's like, I'm Freddy Freaker.
Yeah, Freddy Freaker. Yeah, that thing.
That would be a good.
It was like
Halloween
a hotline or whatever you could call it. Like scary stuff would happen. Like back in like I don't know.
You'd get freaked.
I don't know if that was like a real thing.
My best Halloween costume is I just really wanted a morph suit. So when we were in the Halloween store, I was like, I'll get a morph suit. So I was the color blue, and then I wore a morph suit.
Yeah, those
blue pants.
Yeah, those things show your bulge, by the way. So like, if you got
I wore.
If you see something, you got a little excited. You can't really hide it, you know. So
yeah.
You took that risk. You took that risk. So yeah, you want to talk about that? You want to talk about that? How did you deal with that?
I put on pants and was in elementary school and it was October and it was cold.
Didn't go through puberty.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
If it was middle school or high school, it would have been different.
Yeah, I wouldn't do that in high school. Or would I?
Or would you?
Oh, no. Yeah, so this is the Halloween special. I got the lights all themed orange.
I'll put mine as orange too. Razamafu!
I don't have.
There you go.
I don't have that feature.
I can only make it dark.
I can make it warmer than
that's kind of
the cool light.
I'll put it red. Ooh, that's scary.
There we go.
I'm very scared.
Halloween. This is sorry, audio listeners.
I'll just put it back to white, like white light.
Is anyone? You guys got any like Halloween stories? Anything
like this story about the great pumpkin.
You know, there was this one time, I don't think this was Halloween, but me and Steven went to Disneyland when we were like younger, when we were kids. We went on the Haunted Mansion ride. And I remember I'd never heard him scream like real terror before. But when we were in like that room where it starts like lowering and like it starts like there's like thunder and there's like evil laughter, I remember Steven like screamed. like real, like true terror came out of his mouth. And this is what it sounded like. Oh! Like, it doesn't sound real, but in my head, I know that's real. That's Steven in true fear.
Yeah.
That's so funny.
Like
that's very Steven as well.
Yeah, I mean, I've got. What do you got?
I've got a Halloween story from last year. So, me and my roommates in Nashville got invited to a Halloween party. And we were, you know, we're all college students, so people wanted to drink. And I was like, okay, I will DD. So it was me, my two roommates, and our friend Margo.
Marco?
Margo, girl. So everybody, you know, pre-gaming. Fun stuff. And I was like super tired, and I was like, ugh, I don't know about this. And it's like, nah, you'll be good. We'll all be fine, and we'll drive home at the end of the night. And so we go to the party, and everybody has pre-gamed far too hard. So like immediately when walking in, like Margo's just like, I'm gonna throw up. She goes and like throws up in the like sink of these people's house. And it's like, oh no. So then but then like it's just completely out of commission, like immediately. We were there for like 5 minutes. I had to drive her home. And then I came back after that, got my other roommate that we had to leave at the party, and then we came back home, other two threw up, full party wipe.
Jesus.
Whoa. Yeah. Team kill.
That sounds fun.
Yeah, they got hit by Overwatch.
Did you guys dress up? Disease.
Yeah, that was where the wizard costume was from.
Oh, you were the wizard?
I was the wizard.
When you drove, were you wearing it? Like, you were just like a wizard, like driving?
Yeah, I was just a wizard driving through Nashville traffic at night.
Someone like looks over, it's just a wizard. Pointy hat, big beard.
What the fuck?
Yeah. Whoa.
Yeah, I don't have a lot of Halloween stories because as a kid I was like I don't really want to dress. Well, as a young kid I wanted to dress up, but I didn't really know how, and my family wasn't like super well off, so like it's like, oh, you can. My mom, I remember like my school was having like Halloween day where you like could show up in your costume, and my mom was like, oh, well, you can just wear your pajamas to school and go as a sleepy person. I'm like, no, I don't want to be sleepy person, Mom. and honestly, you know, it would have been a pretty good life hack to just get to wear my pajamas to school. Like, you pretty much get to wear anything you want.
Yeah.
But, and then
except
whenever...
no blood. You can't have blood. No blood on the costume.
At my school, you're actually allowed to, at least whenever I was younger, because there was one kid who had a Scream costume with, like, plastic tubes.
Oh, yeah, and
could,
had
like,
the...
You could squeeze blood. It, and it would, like, move the blood around in it. It was pretty rad.
That was so rad when I was a kid. I was like, whoa, dude, where'd you get that?
Yeah, it's like, I couldn't wear that. My blood can't do that.
That's scary, dude.
And then as I got older and my family got a little bit more money where we could actually get Halloween costumes, I was like, I don't really want to do Halloween. I'm not a big scary guy, and I didn't have a lot of friends, so I was like, just stayed home. And my house was way out of the way so that we didn't get a trick-or-treater, so I like never dressed up. And now as a college-age student, or a college-age adult, I'm dressing up as Jay Nuki from Yu-Gi-Oh! Because I had a cosplay made, and I'm actually, like, going to stuff now. So, yeah, pretty cool. Don't have a lot of Halloween stories, though, unfortunately.
Yeah.
I did, however, want to get... I looked at... Have you guys seen the Pokemon Halloween booster pack cards that they, like, are selling specifically to be given out in trick-or-treat bags?
I haven't.
No.
So instead of it being like a full like 7 or 8 card booster pack, it's like called the booster pack, and it has Gengar on it. And it's basically just filled with a pack with like just 3 cards in it. And they're meant to be like you buy them and then you give them out in trick-or-treat baskets. They're really cheap. And I've been looking everywhere for them. I'm sure I can order them online, but I just don't want to.
Man, why didn't they do that when we were kids?
I don't know. But
just got whenever, candy that made us feel gross.
Yeah. I mean, still, there's just candy. I mean, got candy right here. Well, I got me some Clay's old-fashioned hard candy lemon drops.
Wow.
Yeah, unopened. Whoa. And I spent 99 cents on these babies. But,
what was your guys' like favorite candy to get when you would trick-or-treat?
Oh, my God. That was my top three. I was going to do top three on that.
Oh, top Whoops. Three Halloween candy.
Do we want to just skip to top threes now, or is that, do you guys have like a time for that?
We don't care.
We're talking about Halloween, so.
We're just going with the flow.
Okay, then let's go to the flow. Who's all right. Next candy?
All right. Hand, go first.
Okay. Top three candies. I think. Shit, I'm trying to think of Jolly Ranchers was one of them.
Okay.
Snickers and Kit Kats. Those are my, I think I'll say that.
Snickers and Kit Kats. Okay. That's the same list.
Yeah, nothing special. Okay. I don't know. I can't think of any. Nothing too crazy.
For me,
I'm trying to think.
For me, my top three favorites were probably Kit Kats or like peanut M&Ms or something like that. But the three is sort of like swapped out, but the number two, the first two are not. Number, and they're sort of like on equal footing, is Reese's Cups and Warheads. I love me some Warheads.
Okay.
I was a sour.
There used to be some houses back in where I lived. They would only give out sour candies. That was their stick.
Sour candy. Yeah, they were the sour household. The Lemingtons. Sour house.
Dude, the freaking, the king-size candy house that every neighborhood had.
Yeah.
They were the best.
Okay. Actually, it never really occurred to me. I never really went trick or treating as a kid, except before I was like 8, because my aunt would take me out because my neighborhood was not walkable and there was only like a couple houses and like none of them, you know, did trick or treating because it wasn't walkable because it was just in the backwoods of West Virginia, and then at a certain point my parents stopped taking me out for trick or treating, so I just didn't go trick or treating, which is crazy. I don't really remember doing it that often, which is unfortunate. It's a very sad time.
You can go trick or treating now.
I can go trick or treating now. I look pretty young. Like people might think I've gotten.
They might think you're still in high school or something.
Yeah, honestly, there are some people who I talked to recently that thought I was in high school, which is very flattering.
You should hire a group of kids. And then pretend to be their protector and then take all of their candy. That way you get extra candy from every house.
Or what I can do is just, are people just going to not give me candy if I go up to their house and just be like trick or treat? Or are they just going to say,
I don't know,
no, like, you're too old.
Well, then they're going to get the trick.
Yeah, then they get tricked.
Yeah,
and I take all the air out of their tires. I just.
Why do they say that? Actually, now that I think about it, like trick or treat, there's never a trick. It's treat.
Yeah, well,
like I'm always getting a treat. Like I've never gotten tricked.
Halloween went too mainstream, dude.
There was one trick, which was that bowl that people would buy with the candy in it, and there's like a hand, and if you tried to grab it, it would like try to grab you. Yeah. So I guess that was a trick, but you still got a treat. It's not a trick or a treat.
Are we threatening the trick? Are we like saying
trick or treat? I think the threat is either you prank their house or they give you candy.
Yeah.
Oh, so like if you don't give me candy, I'm going to trick you. Like,
yeah.
I'm going to TP your house. I'm going to TP your house.
Exactly. Yeah, then how would I ask for a trick?
That wouldn't make any sense.
Trick, please.
Yeah, it's like I don't got any treats, kids. Look at this quarter.
Whoa! I think I will do one trick, please, and make it snappy.
I just do a kickflip on a skateboard.
Yeah.
Oh, that'd be sick. There's the kickflip house, the like bike ramp house.
I speedrun because
I didn't
want to
buy candy.
Them.
Yeah, the magician. This Minecraft speedrunner dreams outside. every year Dream would have to go outside and like do water bucket MLG water bucket falls so kids didn't get candy.
In real life.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, in real life.
Yeah.
That's okay. Definitely a trick.
True. All right, my top three candy to receive. I'm going to base it off of me as a child. Fun Dip. Honestly, Nerds and Reese's. I know. Nerds I don't respect anymore. Kit Kats, the classic.
Oh,
everyone
likes Kit Kats. I said Reese's. I feel like Reese's and Kit Kats have just entered like heaven.
What is that? Why I really love those Nutter Butters, but they're not really a, I mean, I guess they're a candy, but they're not like a traditional candy because it's just a peanut butter wafer and chocolate. So it's like the best of the three things. It's a wafer, it's chocolate, and peanut butter.
It's a big candy bar.
Yeah. But nobody treats it like such. We need to bring back Nutter Butter equivalency.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Here's my top three.
Let's give Nutter Butters out for trick-or-treats.
I like Nerds. I liked Nerds. I liked Tootsie Damn. Rolls.
And
I liked candy corn.
What the hell is wrong with you?
You're a sick freak, man.
Nerds,
what?
Candy corn, and you're lying.
Candy corn is D tier, and Tootsie Rolls are the worst chocolate candy to ever.
I don't know why
my
candy corn got such
kidding?
A bad rap. Oh my god, candy corns were so fun, like nice and colorful, little tasty little treats.
What do you mean they're colorful? They're yellow.
Every other candy is colorful, man. Okay,
you think of Halloween.
Colorful...
You think of Halloween. You think of candy corn, right? It's a famous Halloween candy.
It's
You're
famous
not
going to
eat it any other time of the year. In terms of Halloween candy,
that's
I'd
you
say
only
candy corn.
Eat it. You only eat it because it's Halloween. Because every other time of the year, it sucks and it's garbage. And if colorful is the benchmark, then you're. What are you going to tell me next? You like dots, you sick freak?
Okay, you literally said Nerds, too, so I don't want to hear
Nerds
it.
Are good. I like Nerds.
I think Nerds are good. I also like dots. Jeffrey, I like dots.
You like dots?
Jeffrey.
I like dots.
I like Nerds.
They're too hard.
Ethan.
They're too hard. They're
I, didn't
I
like
dots. Candy rope. Hane. I don't
what?
Even know what candy rope is.
I hate. Yeah. What do you guys? What candy do you guys have? I hated any like Twizzlers or licorice.
Oh yeah, I didn't like Twizzlers. I liked Red Vines more.
I didn't like
Twizzlers.
Any of those ropey
I don't like Twizzlers unless they're like the. They had like these ones that like have orange flavor. Hold on, I want to see if I can.
Yeah, they have like
orange flavor.
They have orange flavor in the middle. Because I had some that had
strawberry
candy corn flavor. You mean?
I love those.
Man,
no. Shut up.
I like. You know what? Twizzlers are one of those snacks that I never like plan on wanting to eat. But if they're ever there, I just can't stop eating them. Like, it's just, they're just fun to eat. They're just fun to chew on.
I hated it.
I have.
Actually, I might. I haven't tried them in a while. I do like chewing on things. So maybe.
Twizzlers is a good, like, movie theater candy.
See, I usually just add it as, like, a snack. I actually have a pack of Twizzlers in my car, like, in my little glove box in case I get hungry.
Oh, well. I wouldn't go that far.
Yeah.
For a Twizzler.
Oh, they're just there.
What did I get recently? I got like this rope, the sweetheart. What's this called?
Sweet tart.
Oh, sweet tarts. Yeah.
Sweet tart ropes.
Oh yeah.
I got them. No, it wasn't with you guys. It was on a road trip, but it wasn't. I don't know. They were weird. That someone like on TikTok described them as like biting into like a wire, like any wire, and I'm just like,
yeah.
And like I just think about that every time I eat them. But I like.
Yeah,
them.
You're just like.
They're not that hard, but
you're just afraid you're gonna get electrocuted.
Tootsie rolls are hard. That's what you're gonna be doing with Tootsie rolls. You're just like,
dude, Tootsie rolls are the worst candy I've ever eaten, man. You are crazy.
Hold on a second.
I didn't like them.
Whoa.
I don't know. I'm no candy.
Tootsie rolls has a lot of flavors.
Yeah. Okay. They got ass. They got shit. They got garbage. What else, huh?
There's a blue one that was really good.
The blue one.
Yeah, I just like more candy now when I'm older.
Yeah.
Yeah. What's the candy? What candy do you stand now as an adult?
Just Hershey's. I don't know.
I like old fashioned hard candies, Clay's Lemon Drops.
I like gum.
I'm like a chocolate with like nuts.
Does gum count as candy?
Also, yeah, I like gum. I like kind of. I like peanut butter and peanut. Chocolate candies like peanut M&Ms and Reese's Pieces and Reese's Take Fives.
I don't like Reese's Pieces.
I love a good sour gummy like.
Oh yeah, I like sour candies.
Dude, Albanese sour gummy bears are the best sour candy I've ever had in my whole life.
Do you like Sour Patch Kids?
Yeah, they're okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Man,
I mean, these don't really. I don't know if these count as candy, but I frink with some chocolate pretzels, like chocolate covered pretzels.
That's
Yeah, because it's like the sweet and salty.
Yeah, and like the crunchy. Like, it's like combo. The best parts of everything.
Those are addicting. I agree. You kind of just like get through the whole bag if you wanted to.
Yeah, I last time I had them, I ate so much that I almost got sick, and I don't know if I'll be able to eat them again next time I see. I probably will because I really like them, but.
Okay.
Oh, that's the top three.
Top three candies from everybody. I did have a story from Halloween when I was like younger. I dressed up as like a zombie thing. Like a zombie thing we got from Spirit Halloween. And I just stood in the front of the lawn and just stood as still as I could while people walked up to the house to get candy. And when they would leave, I'd move and scare them. And like it worked so well. It was so good.
That's smart.
It was fun. It was so fun. Because they thought I was like a prop or like a decoration. Yeah. But I was actually there.
Yeah, you're lucky there were no pea shooter on that mall, though. You would have been in trouble.
Yeah. Yeah, they didn't think about that. Or lawnmowers, yeah.
Yeah.
That's why I stayed in the middle of the lawn. Didn't go to the very end.
Yeah.
So it's so interesting to me, like little kids being like a menace when like they get a costume in their hands. Like when I was really young, like when I used to live in Georgia, one day, like me and my brother and like a couple of our friends were playing outside, and then some dude like rolls up, like a couple years older than us, like a middle schooler. He's wearing like a, what's it, a Jason mask or whatever, like the ski mask.
Oh yeah.
He has a BB gun. He just starts blasting us with it.
Oh my god.
What?
Randomly. Yeah. Yeah. He just like chased us around. Like he shot one of my friends in the leg.
And wow. And that's then,
like,
scary.
Then we went inside and like got our parents, and then like they came out and was like, "What? What are you doing?" And then it gets like, "Yeah, I'm Donnie. I live up the street."
You didn't run away.
In trouble. No.
What an idiot.
I don't remember. I think he did run away, but then we figured it out. I don't remember.
What'd you guys do to him?
Young. What a dumb kid.
Nothing. He got in trouble, but that's about it.
They tied a rope around his legs and danged him from a tree, and then it's just like, oh, so you like messing with kids, eh? And then they have all the kids beat him up.
One thing I do remember there was those asshole teenagers that would dress up as really scary things and just walk around and scare the kids trick-or-treating. There's like a group of three or four of them like walking around. It's like, dude, let's go scare that kid over there. Yeah, let's go scare him.
Piece of trash. Dude. There's a whole job like that at Kings Island, the amusement park around here.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like good. They hire house.
Wait, do they do like haunted events over there?
Yeah. Yeah.
Huh.
But they spooked the whole thing up.
I just went to one recently through Universal Studios, Halloween Horror Nights. Yeah, that was fun. The whole park, they'll just like come, they all come out and they just walk around and scare people. And they have like houses you can go through and they'll jump out and scare you and shit. Those are fun.
Speaking of scary stuff, let's work our way into... Wait, hold on. I'm going to turn on my light for effect. Let's work our way into the Croup Spooks.
Whoa! Yeah, the segment intro. That's perfect for Halloween.
Mm-hmm. All right. I got a quick one for you. Two sentences, even. How do you like your egg? Devil, said the evil man. I went on two-sentence horror. Bad two-sentence horror. That's my group spook for the week. I have a bunch of them.
That was scary. Yeah.
Yeah. They're
here,
really
read some
scary.
Off. Read some off.
Yeah, read a couple more.
Wait, if you don't know what that is. Wait, what is that?
Yeah, what is two-sentence horror?
Okay, there's a Reddit called r/two-sentence horror where basically you have two sentences to try to make something scary. And it has spawned a Twitter account that curates just the worst of them. So here's another one. gosh, I really hope I don't get hit with a big club today. And then the second sentence is, bonk.
That sounds scary.
It's awful.
Bonk. Oh, gosh.
Ooh, here's a good one.
There's
to
no
sustain
way to...
my...
Hmm? Go ahead.
To sustain my immortality, every 1,000 years, I must become a marble statue for 24 hours. It's been 23 hours since the maid came in to dust and accidentally broke off my penis.
Is it all like memes? Like, does everyone joke around, or is there like any serious ones in there?
There's some serious ones. I mean, you can only really get so scary with two sentences.
I mean, this one's actually kind of scary. I was looking some up. Like, most of them were just kind of goofy, like, knowing the game would take several hours to download, I went to bed. Wake up next morning, see a pop-up window asking me to confirm the download. But this one is kind of scary. This one is kind of ominous. It just says, I can hear 1 year into the future. Today, the noise stopped.
Whoa.
Whoa.
That's an example of, like, a good one.
Yeah. That one's kind of cool.
It's kind of
cool. There's really so much you can do with two sentences.
We should create one right now.
Yeah.
Let's come up with one right now.
Okay, who's got the best improv skills here? Okay, I know it's Jeffrey.
Yeah, Jeffrey, go ahead.
Okay, Jeffrey, we know you got it already.
Come on,
Jeffrey, we got a podcast to go.
Oh my god, I wanted.
No pressure.
I like to watch My Hero Academia, season 5. It was bad. Season 5 was bad. I couldn't think of anything. I just saw the Midoriya statue on my desk.
That was great.
I got one.
So bad. Okay, go.
I'm listening to Croup Scoop right now. On Castbox.
Whoa, dude! The people on Castbox are gonna get a laugh out of that one.
Yeah.
I'm looking at the topics list right now. One of them says, "Would you rather?"
Have we ever talked about this, like, on the actual show?
Yeah, we've talked about it a couple of times, how Jeffrey came up with a would you rather topic, and we put it on the podcast.
It was a group decision, and then we canceled the episode when we all decided that it sucked, and nobody liked it. But it wasn't my idea.
I wanted to do truth or dare.
My two-sentence horror is, I'm a pro-Jared fan. That's it.
Oh, shit. God, he didn't even need to.
I poor Pro Jared. He was the start of a big wave of internet culture.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Yeah. That's the real life horror story. But anyways, let's get back to Halloween.
Yeah,
the funny horrors.
The scientific community cheered as the technology to communicate with trees was finally rolled out. That feeling quickly subsided as the only message received was a declaration of war. Boom, boom.
What? The trees?
Tree war.
Why don't we just win between trees? We just cut them down.
No, we could lose. There's so many of them, right?
Yeah, there is a lot of trees. There's more of them
than
us, right?
What if they started eating all the oxygen?
A little flame,
Trees would like me. Trees would be my friend.
They'd be like, hey, there, Vinny's
think you would get the tree pass?
Get at the tree.
I'd go, hey, bro, I main Grover and Paladins.
It's just not ready yet. That's what he would say when his ability's not ready and you're spamming it.
The tree. I'm like, hey tree, when's the war on humanity?
It's not ready yet.
I don't know what Grover's thing is. I've never played Grover and Paladins. Will we ever play Paladins again now that Overwatch 2 is out? Or do you guys want to talk about Overwatch 2 since it's like sort of like what we've all been doing over the past week or so?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's pretty good.
There is the new Halloween update of Junkenstein's Revenge! Oh, sweet, I have roommates are sleeping. I don't want to do the lap.
Do it.
hopefully my roommate. Roadhog, we're on group scoop.
Shut up, joke rat.
Turb. Okay. So, how have you all liked Overwatch 2?
I liked it a lot.
I'm surprised it's enjoyable.
I mean, I Overwatch has always just been fun.
I think the general consensus is like, yeah, the game's more fun and it's better, but it's not warranted. Like the title of Overwatch 2.
I don't think it deserves that title. Like the sequel. Like it's the second game. It's not the second game.
I don't really care about that. Yeah, I think that it's like, first of all, genius marketing, because like it really just revived the game. I feel like if they would have just been like, oh, there's just an update, and also, what sucks is they removed a lot of stuff.
Yeah, they were gonna have a PvE, which they had to drop because they decided to go free to play.
I thought they put it on hold. The PvE.
Well, here's what I heard. I think they're gonna make it a seasonal thing, or it comes out like slowly over time instead of it becoming
so
like
dumb.
I think them making Overwatch 2 free saved the game, because if you had to pay for it, I don't think it would have been as big right now.
Like, I think that there's a lot of stuff that, like, is really... when I was talking about, like, removing stuff, I hate that they remove stuff from the base game. Like, in some ways, it definitely just does not feel like an as enjoyable experience. Because I miss the loot boxes.
I miss the loot boxes, you know?
I wish I could at least, like, get coins after the match and buy stuff instead of having to spend real money on the battle pass.
The
end cards.
The thing with the new event, like, these new Halloween skins, you can only buy with real money.
Really cringe.
And like once the event's over, you can't like unlock it in the locker after the event's over. You have to buy it now.
Yeah, I know Arlo was talking about how that's a good idea, and you know what, Arlo, eat your words, puppet.
Arlo said that?
Yeah, Arlo made a video about Overwatch. Not about Overwatch specifically. Arlo made a video about loot boxes and about how loot boxes should be gotten rid of completely, and like an alternate method should be something basically what Overwatch is doing now, like where it's just like you like get like a battle pass and like have to pay for stuff, like.
But the Overwatch
people forgot
free.
That Overwatch. Yeah, the Overwatch's loot boxes were free.
Yeah,
you didn't have to pay a dime for
them. They would never
I didn't
make
pay
money
a dime
though
for one.
If they made
I didn't
Overwatch
pay a single
free.
Dime for loot boxes, and I got so many skins.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
Yeah, they should just leave it in and then have like an upper tier where you can do the stupid battle pass, I feel like.
Well, then they wouldn't make any money because like it's free now.
There'd be no reason to get a battle pass if you could just get unlock the skins. Well,
what if the only cool skins were under the battle pass and you could get like the purples out of loot boxes?
Maybe.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, because it does suck. Like, all the three new heroes, we just all have the default skin for it because no one wants to buy the battle pass.
Yeah.
It sucks some of our friends who are getting into the game now, like our good old friend, it's Faco, who I don't even think likes the game. He has to, like, unlock all the characters, and he's going to have no skins. It's just going to be an uphill battle. I feel like Overwatch 2 is going to slowly like die down. Even if it does feel like a better game, I feel like it's going to like live up to the hype. Like I think it's way over exceeded the hype that it should have gotten. At least like from what everyone was thinking of what Overwatch 2 was going to be. And then it's going to like die down and people are going to be like, "Oh, it's just kind of annoying." The game is fun, but there's just a lot of annoying things about it.
Yeah.
New players are going to
Do you think they're gonna ruin it? Do you think they're gonna break the game again?
I think there's
a
chance.
I hope they just add more stuff. I hope they just like why couldn't they at least make stuff free? Like give you loot boxes or something during the events? Like, you know,
I think
some reason to play.
I mean, have you gotten mad at any like specific characters? Like, I mean, in Overwatch 1, I would get mad at like the most overpowered character. You know, like, I'd be mad at Brig, you know, for existing. I'd be mad at, like, Mercy because she could, you know, she was in every game. But, like, in Overwatch 2, there's not many games where I'm, like, really mad at a character.
I'm honestly pretty mad at Zarya.
Zarya's really just overtuned, but, Zarya. But she doesn't, she's not, like, Brig, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, so she's not like Overwatch.
Yeah, that wasn't, when Brig first came out, ooh.
And I'm mad that Pharah sucks now.
Yeah.
I feel like she's just,
there's a lot of hit scans
like
in the game.
She's not, like, but she just gets smoked so quick.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think the game is just, like, I think it's harder. I think it's, like, I feel like it's less death ball. Like, you know, like, as you would, like, just be a whole unit as a team. Everyone's, like, more positioned spread out. And, like, I feel like that's, like, healthy in a sense for the game.
I think it's definitely a lot more fun. I kind of just, like, I don't know. I wish they'd give Hammond a buff because I really like him.
Yeah,
but that's not really a thing.
I'm also sad that they're removing some of, like, the identities with the characters, like McCree and his flashbang, and how Bastion was just, like, a turret that didn't move.
Yeah.
And how May could freeze. But it is less annoying, so I don't know.
Yeah, getting rid of the... Yeah, because it is kind of... I also really like what they did to Sombra. I love Sombra's new kit.
Yeah, but she's really... She's busted.
She's still really good. She's
very strong. But I like.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, even getting hacked is just like, yeah, it's like every 5 seconds, like, but it only lasts like half a second, so...
Yeah, it's really quick.
And then it's really just like a damage buff for her, and I think that's awesome. I think that's exactly what she needed, because I felt like she didn't do enough damage.
And, like, if she saves it, well, not saves it because I guess it's low cooldown, but if she, like, uses it at, like, the perfect time, she can cancel things, I guess, which means a high skill cap.
Yeah, but, like, cancel out Orion's shield, like, in front of, like, a D.Va bomb or even just, like, a normal...
Stuff like that, or, like, yeah.
Or, like, Azaria is about to get her bubble back and hack her.
You have to think more...
We got to time it better because it's so short.
Yeah.
But still annoying.
Yeah.
Little fly.
I think overall it's pretty fun. My opinion of the game was sort of like really high and then low and then high. It's sort of like up and sort of like it's just sort of a fun game. I've mostly just enjoyed all playing the same game as like a friend group again.
It's been a while.
Because, like, because it's been a while. Mm-hmm. The only game that we all would like play, and even some of us refuse to play it, is League of Legends. And the league is very... I enjoy
mentally it taxing.
It's mentally taxing and very mentally and time taxing, because it's like, oh, it's like we gotta wait 20 minutes for someone, because if we don't, we're gonna be stuck in a game for anywhere between 40 to an hour. And but Overwatch is like, oh, okay, we'll do a comp match that lasts 15 minutes.
Yeah, they did release Overwatch 2 at a good time, because they're like, what games are people playing? You know what I'm saying, with their friends? Yeah,
multiplayer at least.
Yeah, multiplayer wise, like, what are they
really
playing?
There really isn't anything else going on.
Valorant.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, League, Valorant. Like,
yeah, Phasmophobia.
Like, Apex. Like, what else? What is out, man? There's nothing.
There's, like, some cool Ghostbusters game that came out. Like, a four-player, like, co-op Ghostbusters game. I mean, but, like, that's not really, like...
A lot of my other friends have been playing. I've been playing this game called Hunt Showdown, and I don't know anything about it. The only thing I know about it is that they play a lot. And Dill has been playing a lot of Destiny 2. Multiplayer games.
That's basically like an action RPG, like a looter shooter. Like,
I hate those
Diablo kind of game.
I can't
game.
Do those. I'm too impatient.
So boring.
You know what? You know what's crazy? I have noticed that my friends who usually play Final Fantasy 14 have not been playing it very much recently. Or as much as they did recently.
Maybe it sucks.
So I don't know.
And they patched out all the good shit.
Maybe. Maybe they added like Winston or something in the game.
I think.
And they're just like,
games are just falling off.
Oh yeah, did you see the Fortnite Overwatch crossover that's about to happen?
Yeah.
I didn't.
Yeah, what's it going to be? Tracer, D.Va, who else? Genji?
Genji.
They could just put anything in Fortnite.
I'm about to...
So they put all the characters with ass in it, is what they do.
I want to see Genji with a gun.
Oh, yeah, Genji will get a gun.
You're going to see them do all the dances.
Is it? Can I see it right now? I'm gonna do Fortnite.
Dude, I don't know. Fortnite, it's kind of insane until they do, like, did you guys see, like, the Martin Luther King Jr. Memorial thing they did or something?
Oh, yeah. I went to it. Why did they do that?
That's weird.
And then, like, Rick and Morty's, like, hitting the gritty in front of
that them. That is
like,
weird.
Why would they do that? Like, because, like, it's, like, historical, like, stuff. And then, like, you just have, like, crazy characters walking around doing stupid shit.
Yeah. Here's the thing.
I went to that. You could not dance. You weren't allowed to use your emotes. You had custom emotes.
Oh.
Like specific emotes. Like, the only emote that I think I was allowed to use. I don't know. I think what they did is that people just took the map and then just went on it, like, outside of the event. But, like during the event, you could only, like, do, like, a, like, very respectful emotes. And, like, one was, like, a sign that was, like, equality or something like that. And I don't remember what it was. I have footage of it just because.
So weird, though.
There was a bunch of mini games where you had to work with other people. There were specifically cooperative mini games, and you had to do it. You had to beat all the mini games as a lobby before Martin Luther King Jr. got done with his speech in order to get, like, a specific prize. And my lobby did not do that, and I did not want to replay the lobby.
Yeah, if you fail, you have to watch as the FBI breaks in and shoots Martin Luther King in his home.
Aww.
Was that the FBI? I thought he was assassinated by just some random dude.
That's the conspiracy theory.
Oh,
I think that's wrong.
Yeah, Croup Spook. Let's just do conspiracy theories.
Yeah, speaking of conspiracy theories, do you guys remember Mothman?
What happened to that? Yeah.
Yeah, I went to the museum.
Guess what? Mothman hasn't only been sighted in West Virginia.
Oh my God!
Do you guys know about Chernobyl?
What?
You guys know about Chernobyl, right?
Yeah, yeah.
I'm aware.
Yeah,
the worst nuclear reactor meltdown of all time.
Yeah,
is that where the elephant's
foot
is?
Dude.
Reportedly, a bizarre winged creature was seen flying over the town before the disaster happened.
He did it.
Dude, he went on vacation.
So the theory is like Mothman, like, he's like a signal or like a showing that, like, disaster is coming, which is like, was in West Virginia, that bridge, what's it called? The Silver Lake Bridge, that, like, collapsed. But people said they saw the Mothman flying around there before it collapsed. So people said they saw him at Chernobyl before that. And also, 9/11...
Yeah,
and the plane.
And the swine flu outbreak.
He was the plane?
In Mexico.
He was the flu?
He was flying the plane.
Mothman.
Oh my gosh.
Mothman was the pilot.
Mothman, I think.
Who let a moth fly this plane?
Yeah. I think Mothman just did all the things for the cloud. He's like, oh, there's, like, a plane about to crash. No way. He shows up, gets the cloud, goes back to wherever the heck the Mothman Museum is, and he's like, all right, guys, new clippings. Go cut the news out. I was there.
Yeah, Mothman actually runs the Mothman Museum behind the scenes. He gets the revenue. Yeah.
I assume it's him. It's all him. So he should get some share. But if you look up Mothman 9/11, there's, like, photos of him flying, like, around New York.
have you guys heard of the elephant's foot?
Yeah,
in Chernobyl, like, the most radioactive, like, thing in the world.
Yeah, like that's crazy.
Or that we've seen.
Like, that's honestly, like, my creep spook, to be honest.
That is creepy. Doesn't it create a whole new element?
I don't remember. All I remember is that, like,
through everything.
All I remember is that, like, if you look at it, like base, like, if you like see it, like, in the naked eye, you die, like, instantly, like, your Facebook melts off or something.
What?
Yeah.
And, like, any camera, like, it was so hard to get a picture of it because any camera they'd, like, send at it would just, like, melt.
Well, there was one photo of it with, like, a guy in there with it.
Yeah, that guy's dead, probably.
Yeah. He is dead. Yeah, he is dead.
Okay. Who would win, though? Elephant's foot or Imagine Dragons? Because they're radioactive.
Oh.
Remember the one song? Radioactive! Oh.
Everybody wants to be my enemy.
Everybody, yeah, that's about Elephant's Foot. Elephant's Foot tried to take most radioactive thing from Imagine Dragons.
Huh. I believe you.
Really?
Yeah.
You're dumb.
Do you have a spook cane?
No.
Okay, I got another one then.
Okay. I don't know. I tried looking up creepypastas, but I don't think that's what it is.
Creepypastas?
Yeah, Slenderman.
I couldn't find it. Is there any like creepypastas that scared you? Did you used to be into creepypastas?
I used to have a woods in my backyard, so I used to go in the woods and like
hunt for Slenderman.
Look for Slenderman or whatever. But I was like, why would Slenderman be in this woods out of all woods?
Yeah. Okay, when I was a kid, I used to believe
and then
in Slenderman.
See a paper on one of the trees.
You believed in Slenderman?
I did. Because when I was at school, I had friends that would be like, dude, I saw Slenderman. Like, it was like the hot thing to talk about. Like, dude, I saw Slenderman one night. We were driving by the road and we saw him like standing by the road. Like, they would tell scary stories like that.
Like, honestly,
by the road. Oh my god.
Like, the current generation with like all this like horror stuff, like for kids, like Five Nights at Freddy's, it's like we had that, we just didn't have internet. The internet was just not as big as it was now, or as it is now. So it's just like, man, Slenderman would be so much bigger if the internet was like not just like getting big.
It was huge.
Yeah.
It was huge.
But, like, my parents knew about it.
It started the big Let's Play scene.
Yeah, it didn't hit the cultural impact of something like Five Nights at Freddy's.
It didn't have like plushies like at like Hot Topic or anything.
Yeah. There's no Bendy in the Ink Machine. There's no Poppy's Playtime.
I think kids have it easy nowadays though. Like creepypastas, some creepypastas back in the day, they were fucked up.
Yeah.
Like there was this one called Russian Sleep Experiment. Oh, that one gave me fucking nightmares.
I always thought that one was true.
It could be, who knows? There's plenty of things that have happened that were coming
up. Do you have
it
up? Do you want to explain it, Ethan?
Russian sleep experiment?
Yeah.
I've heard about this, but I don't know what it is.
Let me talk about the Russian sleep experiment, and then let me talk about something that was real. All right, hold on.
While you're looking that up, I want to... I was a really big baby whenever I was a middle schooler and elementary schooler, so I didn't like horror. And... one of the few things that I like, one creepypasta that like scared me so much was there's this sort of creepypasta that in Lavender Town in Pokemon on the original Game Boy, if you listen to the music, it played at such a frequency that made a bunch of kids in Japan commit suicide, which is just not true. But like as a kid, every time I'd go to Lavender Town, I would turn off the volume so I wouldn't like get mind racked into becoming suicidal.
Mind racked.
Yeah, it's just like, well, there's also a lot of other like horror stuff. Well, I think the horror scene nowadays is like really interesting. Like, have you guys heard of the Walton Files?
Oh yeah, yeah. Oh. I've heard of that. Yeah. That's like an ARG. Yeah, ARGs are fucking cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like
I like the Walton Files. It's very like obvious, like it's like it's whatever. You have to take it with a grain of salt cuz it's not written very well, and it takes a lot of inspiration from Five Nights at Freddy's.
Yeah. There's actually a lot of like Five Nights at Freddy's like related ARGs where there's animatronics that are just like better and darker.
Yeah, this is a better story than, well, I don't know. It's still in the works. And it's like really weird. I wouldn't say it like gave me nightmares or anything because I watched it as an adult, and I also watched it on screen share with a friend, with the lights on because, you know, I'm a big baby. I can't even play. I stopped playing Security Breach because I got scared. Don't laugh at me, Hane. I see that smirk. But
that, it scared you.
Yeah, it did. I don't like the feeling of it. Whenever like Chica saw me, it plays this like dun, like someone like hitting the all the keys on the piano, and it scared me. And I couldn't hide because my character just wasn't fast enough. As you get through the game, the game gets less scary because you get access to more tools and stuff to protect yourself. But like, I just don't like the jump scare itself didn't scare me that much. It's the anticipation of the jump scare that freaked me out. because I'm just like, oh, no, it's happening any second. It's going to happen any second. And then it just happens. It's just like, ah! And it's like, whatever.
There's this one ARG on YouTube called the Mandela Catalog. Fucking, it's a freaky one. It's on YouTube. If you don't want to get, like, actually scared, don't watch it. But, like, it doesn't rely on jump scares. Like, it'll just, like, creep you out. It's, like, those are the ones that, like, really get to me. The where they're, like, just get under your skin. Like, jump scares, sure. Like, well,
how those, is it, like, a YouTube video or is it, like...
Yeah, so it's a channel and you watch the videos. Sometimes there's, like, a list that shows, like, the order you're supposed to watch them in. But, like, they're kind of, like, just, like, episodic videos you could watch where there's, like, new information being revealed and, like, story, lore, and then spooky stuff happens, so...
Dude, what's going on in the back?
What's going on behind you, Croup?
Your pillows are moving.
There's ghost in your room!
You scared? I'm scared.
It's just Ashley.
There's a girl in your room!
But, So the real quick, the Russian sleep experiment.
I scared the shit out of Jeffrey. Jeffrey's frozen. He's frozen in time.
Jeffrey turned into a wax figurine.
Sorry, I sometimes I freeze. You know, it's fight or freeze for me. Sometimes I just freeze up. You know what I mean?
Uh huh.
Anyways, So the Russian sleep experiment, that one was about like a Soviet like test facility, and like basically the story is about like they got a bunch of people to test on, sealed them in a gas chamber, and put like some kind of stimulant in them to keep them awake for 30 days, and as the days went on, they went more crazy, like the test subjects, and like there's like the like. Started like whispering to each other only, or like started screaming and breaking their vocal cords and like mutilating each other. It's fucking that one screwed me up when I was a kid.
See, that one sounds really real, so it's like,
yeah,
creepy.
Well, I think it's based off like a MK Ultra. Have you guys heard about that? No. It's from after World War II, the US, this was actually a thing that was covered up that they. Actually declassified, I think in like the 70s or 80s, I don't know, but it was basically the US was testing on people by like drugging them up and trying to make like mind control, like a mind control drug. So like if they got like spies, they could get them to tell the truth, like some kind of truth serum, or like turn them into superpowered soldiers. It was nuts, but yeah, like it was basically movie. Yeah, but that was a real thing that happened that was actually covered up for years. It was a conspiracy theory, but it was actually true. Yeah, they were trying to rack their minds and stuff.
It's crazy. Oh, Ethan froze. Okay.
Hello.
Okay. Hey, you're good. Since we've brought up minds being racked a couple of times. The listeners might be confused. So there's this guy we know.
I think we know.
His name is Mindrax.
We're going to sound crazy.
That's it.
That's
literally it. His name is just Mindrax. He hasn't done anything.
He is a master of racking your mind.
I think he's done way too much.
A master of deception.
He's like, just some guy.
He's like playing around.
League of Legends.
We did not meet him on League of Legends. Stephen met him in real life at Macy's.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, he works at Macy's, and he's a menace to society. Or so we think.
What if Steven got racked into thinking that?
Yeah.
So basically, the gist of it is, this is just a big inside joke that we do, and this guy has no idea that this is a big inside joke.
All right, at least we think he has no idea, honestly.
Yeah. He might.
Or does he?
Yeah, like literally before.
This is how it goes. It goes on for hours. It just goes for hours.
We were supposed to record the podcast like an hour before, like up to 4 hours before we started, and one of those hours was spent us just making Mindrax jokes and putting like gifs in our Discord server of like adding Mindrax and like having like the Beast Boy being like hypnotized and like a guy like falling in a spiral. like that. So stupid. Okay, are we getting close to Croup Spooky like endings or like what's
going on? Yeah, we got one more thing I want to do. Another top three. I guess this is the finale of season one of Croup Spook. Season two will officially start in the next episode, and then it'll end next Halloween. I think is how we should do it. So technically,
that sounds cool.
Season one ended with Mr. Anime. So I just want to quickly recap all the Croup Spooks we've done before we say our top three.
I think we're lagging. I think we're all having problems.
Yeah, I thought it was just me.
I think it's mostly you. And then Jeffrey just died. Or did he? Oh. It is Halloween after all.
Mindrax got him. Wait for Jeffrey.
Dude, what if we just left one at a time and then like the
yeah,
last...
we just keep going.
It just like turned into like a horror and like we just...
It's like
every,
unfriended.
Like
we
just get killed
day.
Off. Yeah. All right, hands up.
We just stage an unfriended like thing.
Oh my god. What do they do to Jeffrey?
Jeffrey! Jeffrey! Jeffrey!
Ah!
No! Jeffrey bored me!
Bored.
Dude.
Oh, God.
Sonic.
Oh, yeah, here he is.
Wait, did Ethan lag for that entire thing?
Yeah, I did.
Ethan lagged out.
Oh, it was such a good bit.
Do it again!
What happened?
Wait, Ethan, did you get Jeffrey's thing?
No.
Ethan lagged out. He didn't get it at all.
Jeffrey!
Yay! Bit saved.
Yay. We definitely didn't lose the first time we did the bit. Because Ethan was lagging. Oh, yeah. It's a new part of the bit.
The part of the bit where he puts his
camera back
at the right angle.
So top
spooks in the angle.
Top three Croup Spooks. So we've done the Frogmen, Nightcrawler, Singularity Theory, Fermi Paradox, Giant Rats, Cactus Cat, Fake Titanic. Oh, what else did we do? I'm missing something, am I?
Oh, did you not write them all down?
No, I didn't.
Murder Six? Does that count?
Oh, Murder Six? No. We've talked about the Bermuda Triangle, I think.
You talked about Mothman.
Oh, yeah, Mothman, yeah. Mothman's one.
Mothman, Flatwoods Monster.
Did we do the Flatwoods Monster?
Same time as the Mothman. Well, during the IRL episode. Wasn't like a spook.
Specific. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, here you go.
Well, what's your guy? Oh, and Mr. Anime. Yeah, I forgot about Mr. Anime.
Wait, what are those pants-looking things?
God damn it.
Oh, the Sisterhood of the Traveling Pants?
No.
It's the pants episode of Jimmy Neutron where they all came to life.
No, are those the Nightwalkers?
Hello?
Hello.
Hey, I didn't hear what anyone said.
Are the Nightwalkers those little like white pants looking things?
Yeah.
I like those guys.
Is that in your top three?
Yeah.
What's your other two?
I think I like the ones that make you think. So Robo, what is it called? Robo's Basculus.
Oh, Roko's Basculus, yeah.
Roko's Robo, robots. And I like the, did we do one about like the simulation stuff or is that a different subject? I think that was just a subject. Okay. Well, I like that one.
We also did Singularity Theory, which was kind of related to that.
Oh, I like that one too.
Yeah, the Singularity Theory is my favorite one.
That one got me thinking about existence.
Yeah. And then also the what was it? The we're all in a simulation Is that, or is that part singularity?
The idea that we're in a simulation thing. And we don't know.
There was the also the giant rats.
Yeah, they make all
my
the
top three. Those giant those rats.
Them. Actually, you know what? That's my top
just
three. Cause,
just because those are real and they're stupid. I like Mothman.
I like Mothman.
Just because he's become like a piece of our culture as a podcast, I somehow.
And a friend group.
Yeah.
And a friend group. Who else? Who else?
Put the picture of the Mothman Museum statue.
Okay.
Yeah. Ethan grabbing a hot piece of ass from
of all of stick. All of our friends together.
And then my number one, my road dog, my day one. Probably just Rocco's Basilisk, right? I like that one.
Yeah, the one you brought, I think.
Because that one's scary. Yeah, I think that was the one time I brought it.
Oh, yeah, that one could be real.
Who knows? Yeah, I like that it could be real.
I like how that the idea of it makes it real.
Yeah.
In a way.
Mine would be the Frogmen. Those guys are goofy.
Oh, the Frogmen were funny.
Yeah. Fermi Paradox. That was a fun topic because I think we talked about that one for a while. That was like a good lengthy one. Where that one was basically just us talking about alien life. And you know, alien life is just like a fun thing to talk about.
Like, oh, yeah, I like that one a lot.
Yeah.
Let's see. What? I think the cactus cat was kind of funny. It was a short one, but... Do you guys remember the cactus cat?
I don't.
No.
It was basically like a bobcat with, like, cactus needles on it, and it had a branch for her tail, and it would, like...
Oh, yeah, that
get the
really
sap
dumb.
Out of cactuses and get drunk.
And, yeah.
Where is that from?
I do remember
that
one.
Where's that? Where's that? Like from that
what episode? From? Or
no, I mean like what? Like where? Like where is that originate?
Like just deserts, I guess. I don't know if there was like a specific desert. People say they saw them.
Because in Mother 3, there's an enemy called the Cactus Coyote, which is like almost exactly that. It's just a coyote with a cactus on his head.
Oh.
And I don't know if he has a stick for a tail. He's like a mini boss.
Does he get drunk?
I don't know if he gets drunk. he kills you, and he like you play as a little chimp, and he kills you sometimes. But yeah,
sounds,
but I think that's
sounds
pretty
like
interesting.
What I would do if I was drunk.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, kill little animals.
Yeah.
Number one drunk activity, the murder of small animals.
Yeah, top three drunk activities. I don't want to do that today.
I got one.
What's your top three, Yoshi?
Top three what?
Spooks.
Spooks?
Well, he hasn't necessarily been here for all of them.
Yeah.
Just rate the ones you know.
Yeah.
I think I already said them. It was like Singularity,
you said most of them.
The one alien thing, and Mothman.
Sweet.
Wait, did anyone say the night crawlers? Wait, Hayne did, right?
Yeah,
I can't forget about those guys.
Stinkers.
The pants guys.
Little stinkers walking around.
Invisible man.
So that's
I wonder what Faco's top three croup spooks are.
Yeah.
He went to bed, it looks like.
Yeah, I wonder. It's definitely not
no,
Mr.
One of
Anime.
Them's not. I know one of them. Yeah. You know, like that.
Oh, man.
You know, Danaraid really likes those giant rats.
That was my honorable mention.
I wonder what Danaraid's top three are.
I wonder what Danaraid's top three are.
Have you guys I haven't caught up to Croup Scoop. I probably will since I finished up the podcast I was just listening to, and I need something else to drive when I'm on my way to work. But I need something to listen to when I'm on my drive to work. But have you kept up the mentioning Danaraid in every episode bit?
I think we missed a couple.
Yeah, I don't think we have. I feel like we've been kind of forgetting for some of them.
Sorry, Danaraid.
The most recent one with Faco we did. I know that.
Because he messaged us while we were recording.
Yeah.
Oh, no. What if he felt left out and he's like, oh, no, they forgot about me.
We didn't forget. We just forgot to. We didn't forget about Danaraid, but we just forgot
to
mention
Danaraid.
Him.
Danaraid will never forget you.
Danaraid, you're always welcome to come back. anytime you want.
Danarade, I can't wait to meet you in real life so I can give you a big hug.
Danarade, you're coming to the next meetup.
Yeah, let's figure out. Let's actually.
Let's plan that in the podcast.
Let's figure out. Yeah, in the podcast. Yeah, let's figure out Danarade's real life name, address without him knowing, and then we'll go to his house and be like, "Hey, Danarade, this is where we made our trip."
Danarade's listening right now, and he's like, "What?
What?" Goes, yeah, what? The next episode that we record is going to be live from Danarade's IRL house.
Yeah, we're going to involuntarily do Danarade's face reveal like that one YouTuber did with Jaden Animations.
Woo!
All Wait, right. Really? That was a forced face reveal?
Yeah, we're gonna.
Yeah, he was just vlogging with her, and he just showed her face, even though she didn't want her face to be shown.
That's fucked up.
Yeah,
out of pocket.
We should do that to some other guy we know.
Yeah, he's not really a YouTuber. I know what you're thinking about.
Yeah.
I want to see his face.
Let's see if he'll come on the podcast.
Well, he said he wouldn't come on the podcast if he has to turn on his camera.
He might show up if I'm there.
So if he pulls like a Danarade where like he has like a little talking thing, he can do that.
Yeah. I think we can figure it out.
We'll figure it out.
That guy needs to be on the podcast.
True. All right. Anything else before we skip you on out of here?
Nice.
No, I think I'm good. Thanks for having me on again, gents. It's not every day I get to wear my Jaden Yuki outfit that I worked really hard on and then get to use for the cosplay thing I was planning to go to.
Yeah, we had a real spooky time tonight.
Glad you got to use it.
Yeah, I legit got scared when I saw those pillows moving in the back of Ethan's room.
Yeah, real spooky.
And I guess the real Halloween was the friends we made along the way.
Ooh. Happy Halloween.
Have a happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween.
I don't want to do it as my roommates are asleep.
Do Torbjorn.
And have a happy Halloween. Ho, ho, ho.
Do Moira. No, why would you do Moira? I hate that character. She's kind of spooky.
Shrek. Have a happy Halloween. And Shrek.
That's pretty good.
Donkey! Donkey! It's Halloween! Gee, Shrek! I know Donkey. Someone. I know someone who could do a really good Shrek impression.
Okay.
I cast a spell on you to make you guys like and subscribe. And that's can do the Shrek scoop. Impression.
Time to rack your mind.
I don't know, but he's a killer.
Hey, bye, guys.
A sheep killer. Yeah, all right.
Okay,
happy Halloween.
See you guys later. That's a scoop.
All right, everybody.